Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Peter Salisbury, a Yemen specialist for the International Crisis Group, a conflict resolution and prevention organization. Houthi rebels have exchanged large numbers of prisoners with Yemen's internationally backed government and its allies. The agreement to do so, formulated fully 2 years ago during talks in Sweden, was seen as a big deal at the time. Is it a bigger deal now that it has finally happened?
So it's definitely an important and big step that this has happened now. But the fact that it's taken the better part of 2 years for this tranche of prisoners to be released, and this isn't the full whack, this isn't the full amount that both sides initially hoped for, kind of points to the challenges of negotiating between these two parties in particular and getting things done. In this case, it appears that Saudi pressure, probably prompted by external pressure, really got the job done at the end of the day. So while it's good news, I'm not sure I'd look to this as a signal that we're going to see future developments or breakthroughs.
The prisoner release follows the release by the Houthis the day before of two U.S. citizens and the remains of a third, the swap involving Oman, which appears to have been holding some 250 Yemen nationals. Was this part of the deal? Can we assume that there will be other swaps on the periphery?
It appears that the release of the flight to return the injured from Oman was negotiated in parallel. And certainly the timing suggests that there was a lot of back and forth about when things could happen and how they fit into this bigger picture. The main aim for Saudi Arabia in all of this has been to secure the release of, I believe, around 16 of its nationals and some Sudanese prisoners of war who were fighting on the side of the coalition. I'm not sure that we'll see more side deals in the coming days and weeks.
You are listening to Peter Salisbury, a Yemen specialist for the International Crisis Group, a conflict resolution and prevention organization. What does the prisoner release say about the efforts of Special UN Envoy Martin Griffiths and others? Are they making headway in Yemen? And if they are, why is this so? Are the sides getting tired?
I'm not sure that I would read into the prisoner release a sense that the parties have reached a place of greater compromise and greater willingness to move on questions like national ceasefire, confidence building measures, including the reopening of Hodeida Airport and Sana'a International Airport, or indeed national political talks to produce a settlement to end the conflict. Bear in mind again that it took 2 years to get to this point.
Once the fighting stops, if it does stop, what must be done in Yemen? The country's a mess, with hunger and illness rampant and southern separatists threatening the next stage of conflict.
It's not just about southern secessionists in Yemen. I think there is a really important, a crucial question to be answered here about how, if one can stop the big war, this kind of coalition of Yemeni groups working alongside the Saudi-led coalition to fight the Houthis, what happens in the event that there is a political settlement between the Hadi government and the Houthis with tacit approval from Saudi Arabia? Do we see a move towards national reconciliation, or do we see the big war descend into multiple small wars across the country as various different groups search to seek to use violence to pursue their own agenda? Be it the Houthis, Salafi fighters, southern secessionists, so on and so forth. And if that happens, of course, the humanitarian, the economic situation in Yemen does not improve.
Peter Salisbury, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.